Today marks an inflection point where the most significant forces reshaping global markets are colliding in real time. We're watching AI technology advance at super exponential rates, while simultaneously observing the fundamental restructuring of European security architecture. But here's what matters for portfolio positioning. The market is systematically mispricing the timeline on both fronts. Let me start with what happened Monday. Markets shed over $100 billion on AI panic. IBM suffered its worst single-day decline in 25 years. The trigger? A viral research piece positioning AI as an imminent economic apocalypse, specifically targeting IBM's legacy COBOL systems. The market's reaction tells us something important, but not what most participants think. The structural dynamic at play here is what I'm calling the capability dissipation gap. Technical progress in AI is vastly outpacing institutional capacity to absorb that progress. Industry leaders have converged on remarkably consistent timelines. Dario Amodei projects what he calls a country of geniuses in a data center by 2027 to 2028. Sam Altman positions AGI at research intern capability by the end of this year. The evaluation data from Metra supports this convergence, showing super exponential improvement with doubling periods compressed from 4 to 7 months down to approximately 90 days. But here's the critical insight that separates signal from noise. Social inertia forces create systematic adoption delays across four distinct dimensions. First, regulatory approval cycles measured in years, not quarters. Second, organizational change management, requiring 18 months minimum in large enterprises. Third, cultural resistance that exists even in tech-native companies. And fourth, trust building that demands extensive real-world validation before mission-critical deployment. Shopify's Toby Lütke provides the exception that proves the rule. His mandate requires employees to demonstrate why AI cannot perform tasks before assigning them to humans. This represents aggressive adoption that remains vanishingly rare across the broader economy. The strategic opportunity lies in exploiting this temporal arbitrage. Markets are pricing AI impact on unrealistic timelines that completely ignore these friction forces. Consider IBM's 13% decline. The market is assuming rapid COBOL replacement when 95% of ATM transactions depend on systems with switching costs measured in years, not months. The doom scenario posits immediate white-collar displacement, when large enterprises typically require 18 months from identifying a $10 million savings opportunity to actual implementation. This gap doesn't close quickly because practical AI deployment requires what industry insiders call real-time with the model, to develop operational expertise that cannot be instantly acquired. For macro observers, this creates a specific positioning opportunity. Companies demonstrating measurable AI integration velocity, not those merely announcing initiatives, will capture compounding advantages with each model release. The gap between capability and deployment is where alpha generation occurs. Now let's examine the competitive landscape, because something fundamental has shifted. The AI competitive dynamics have entered what I'd characterize as a terminal race condition. Capital requirements approaching $1 trillion annually have created existential stakes for major players. OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, XAI, and DeepSeek have collectively passed the point of no return. Retreat now threatens organizational extinction given sunk costs exceeding $600 billion. This dynamic fundamentally alters competitive positioning in ways that matter for portfolio construction. Algorithmic advantages are becoming table stakes. What determines market outcomes now is infrastructure access, energy, high bandwidth memory, regulatory approvals. The transformer architecture breakthrough around 2017 democratized core technical capabilities. But scaling those capabilities requires resources only hyperscale players can marshal. NVIDIA's 2% decline despite earnings beats signals this shift. The market is increasingly discriminating between AI beneficiaries. Semiconductor providers maintain positioning while legacy software faces margin compression. The rotation from the Magnificent Seven into what analysts are calling AI disruptor software stocks reflects recognition that traditional software moats face erosion from AI-native competitors. Google's Gemini Canvas demonstrates this disruption vector perfectly. It offers no-code application generation that threatens SaaS incumbents with standardized, template-driven offerings. Invoice software, form builders, basic business applications face immediate substitution risk as AI eliminates traditional development barriers. We're seeing 2-minute invoice system creation versus 3-week developer timelines. That's 99% time compression with zero marginal labor costs. The strategic positioning this suggests favors infrastructure plays over pure-play AI development. Energy infrastructure, particularly distributed generation and grid modernization, offers asymmetric opportunities as demand substantially exceeds supply. Semiconductor supply chains addressing high-bandwidth memory bottlenecks represent another choke point with sustained pricing power. Defensive positioning requires assessing automation vulnerability across portfolio holdings.
Organizations demonstrating early AI integration capabilities, workflow automation, verification infrastructure, systematic model evaluation, these maintain advantages during transition periods. Let me connect this to what's happening in labor markets, because the data reveals something unprecedented. We're seeing 3.7% GDP growth accompanied by only 180,000 job additions after revisions. This pattern reflects AI's true economic promise, cutting labor costs while maintaining output. As one analyst framed it, AI is an effective tool to cut what is still most companies' biggest cost, which is labor. The mechanism operates through what I'm calling the automation cliff, not mass firings, but positions never filled or created. JOLTS data shows a -62% 3-month annual decline in private job openings. This indicates declining labor demand through reduced hiring rather than increased firing. Graduate employment latency now exceeds 1-year average as entry-level positions evaporate. This creates bifurcated labor market dynamics worth understanding. Large public companies representing less than 15% of total employment face quarterly earnings pressure driving aggressive AI adoption. However, small to medium enterprises comprising 85% plus of employment operate under different constraints, likely managing workforce transitions through attrition. Business formation accelerated to 532,000 new applications in January 2026, up 7% from December. This suggests entrepreneurial opportunity expansion even as traditional employment contracts. The consumption impact remains uncertain but potentially deflationary in specific ways. Services sector cost compression of 40 to 70% could return $4,000 to $7,000 annually per median household. That money flows into other economic activity rather than disappearing. Yet white-collar workers comprise 50% of employment while driving 75% of discretionary spending. The top 20% of earners account for 65% of consumer spending. A 2% white-collar employment decline translates to a 4% discretionary spending hit. For investors, this suggests structural profit margin expansion despite potential GDP deceleration. Companies positioned to capture AI productivity gains while maintaining pricing power will see operating leverage exceed historical patterns. However, the long-term political risks from inequality trends warrant monitoring. As one observer noted, inequality causes economies to go to war. That's not hyperbole when you examine historical precedents. The macro positioning this supports favors equities over GDP-linked exposures, with specific emphasis on companies demonstrating measurable automation benefits. International diversification appears increasingly attractive given U.S. asset expense and improving global growth indicators, particularly in markets benefiting from dollar weakness driven by ECB-Fed policy divergence. Now let's shift to the geopolitical dimension, because this is where the collision between technological acceleration and structural realignment becomes most apparent. The Trump administration has established July 4, 2026 as a symbolic deadline for Ukraine conflict resolution. This fundamentally shifts from open-ended support towards time-bound negotiation frameworks, treating geopolitical conflicts as finite problem sets rather than generational strategic commitments. Yet structural forces suggest prolonged conflict economics remain the base case. European positioning has hardened considerably. Francis Macron is asserting Russia has suffered strategic defeat despite territorial gains. The Nordic-Baltic 8 committed over 12 billion euros in 2026 support. Norway alone is directing $1.2 billion towards joint drone production. This represents a shift from emergency transfers to co-production partnerships, signaling sustained engagement rather than near-term resolution. More significantly, and this is the development with multi-decade implications, European nuclear deterrence discussions represent the most consequential transatlantic security decoupling since NATO's founding. France and Germany are negotiating independent European nuclear cooperation while Poland considers its own capabilities. This structural shift from American hegemonic protection towards European strategic autonomy creates defense procurement cycles worth hundreds of billions over the next 2 decades. The investment implications span multiple vectors. European defense contractors with nuclear expertise face sustained tailwinds as independent deterrence requires massive capital allocation. Energy infrastructure resilience investments will accelerate given Russian targeting of Ukrainian facilities and radiological threat vectors. Poland and Eastern European nuclear development programs serve as early indicators of proliferation cascade risks that markets haven't fully priced. Energy market restructuring continues as Ukrainian campaigns target Russian oil logistics. Strikes affecting the Caspian Pipeline Consortium, where U.S. companies hold stakes, created rare American diplomatic protests. This reveals complex commercial interest dynamics that complicate the neat narratives about Western unity. The shadow oil fleet operations face continued European pressure, potentially reshaping global oil trading patterns while China maintains economic lifelines that soften Western sanctions' effectiveness. For macro observers, the analysis suggests positioning for prolonged conflict economics rather than near-term resolution. European defense industrial base consolidation presents opportunities in companies adapting to co-production models. Energy infrastructure plays should emphasize distributed and hardened systems. The July 4th deadline creates tactical volatility, but structural trends favor sustained engagement positioning. Let me synthesize the second-order effects, because this is where portfolio construction meets structural reality. The collision of AI capability acceleration with geopolitical fragmentation creates systematic implications across multiple dimensions. First, technology sector repositioning. The rotation from Magnificent Seven into AI disruptor stocks reflects maturing market sophistication. Investors now discriminate between infrastructure providers, semiconductors maintaining strength, and vulnerable incumbents, legacy software facing margin compression. The SaaS model faces structural pressure as AI-generated alternatives eliminate subscription justification for commodity functionality. Portfolio construction should emphasize platform plays with distribution advantages over standalone product companies. Second, private credit market vulnerabilities. The fictional scenario that went viral this week resonated because it identified real fragility. Private credit grew from $1 trillion in 2015 to $2.5 trillion in 2026, heavily exposed to SaaS companies valued on perpetual growth assumptions now under pressure. While the timeline in that scenario appears compressed, the directional risk remains valid for credit portfolios with significant technology exposure. Third, infrastructure bottleneck opportunities. AI development targeting 500 terawatt hours represents 12% of current U.S. energy consumption. This demand substantially exceeds supply capacity, creating persistent pricing power for energy infrastructure, distributed generation, and grid modernization plays. High bandwidth memory supply chains face similar constraints as semiconductor foundries prioritize high-value AI applications, creating shortage dynamics in adjacent technologies.